that sort of thing, but it could perform a lot better with radials, especially for the noise and that sort of thing. It can bring down the noise levels and stuff like that. But you don't want to be running wires all over your yard and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot more work and stuff to set up. Wire antenna, you know, you put it on a pulley, raise it up there, take it down whenever you want, do maintenance on it if you wish. So, and it's not much of a hindrance when you lower your tower if you ever decide to. You know, you lower that by a pulley and then you're good to go. So, I think, Murray, I gave you the right information there, so you'll be much happier with that there. Back to you.
Yeah, sounds good. Good, Randy. Hopefully it works out well. Hopefully I get it pretty soon. Well, the weather is still decent. Don't know that I want to be out there in the snow trying to get it set up, trying to get it adjusted properly and all that. But, yeah, I think it'll work well. I've got to run it on the only way it works on my property is if I run it on a southeast and northwest line. That way it goes between my house and my shop. The other challenge I have is I've got a metal roof on both my house and shop, but hopefully I'm going to have the apex high enough on the tower that hopefully there's not too much interference with those roofs. But anyway, it is what it is. In a perfect world, a guy would have an acreage here on top of the valley where I've got some room to set up this stuff. You got to work with you got to work within your environment. Anyways, it's pretty much breakfast time for me. We got some work to do on the car today. Get it ready for this trip to Thunder Bay and put the snow tires on. And I guess we're going to have the kids over for supper too tonight. That we won't see them for a little bit, and you gotta give them a meal so that they'll look after the cat and and keep an eye on the place. So, anyways, yeah, I'll let you go, Randy. Good chatting with you, and thanks for the info, muchly appreciated. And you guys have fun at your big general meeting there in Yorkton. It sounds. I've been hearing this talk for a few days from George and a few others, and sounds like it's going to be a good meeting. The only thing I've got on the radar here is we've got a meeting the week after, I guess. And then the Santa Parade on November 16th, Saturday, or is it Sunday, I can't remember. And I should be able to make that one. So, yeah, you have a good day. 73V5RJM. V5REG will be clear on your final.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I don't think we've ever had a bad meeting, so we always have pretty decent ones. And it's always nice to get face-to-face, you know, with people that you haven't seen for a while. And, you know, when there's... 2.5 hours or so distance in all directions for our club members, sometimes three. It takes, sometimes people only can make one meeting a year or whatever, but at least it's nice to, get together at least that time and that sort of thing. So we used to have a Christmas thing go on here, but that was quite a few years ago now. great ideas. I should express quite a bit there because you get a lot of good ones come across at these meetings. So, anyways, yeah, we'll say 73s. I got to get going here. That's what I'll be doing today is getting stuff ready and packing the vehicle there for the meeting. So we'll say 73s, and we'll talk with you later. V5REG, V5RJM, and you have a safe trip. Safe trip. Oh, my push to talk there. my sore, I guess. 73.
VE7SLZ.
Yeah, 73, Randy. You have a good day. V5REG will be QRT.
Yeah, you bet. V5RGM will be QRT, and, well, actually, I'll be monitoring. I got some emails to check over here this morning, so 73.
Drive, Tango Mike listening.